I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 735 in our original It's Your Business series. And in this second hour today, it was just a week ago, we introduced you to Dr. Jill Murphy, a new surgeon at Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and...
Spencer, Iowa.
Shall we try that again? South Dakota and...
Spencer, Iowa.
Rev was just a... He missed the S-P-E-N.
Oh.
He got to Sir, Iowa. And, you know, we got people riding their bikes across. So we'd better take care of Spencer this morning. But we do have Jody Perrett that's with us. Dr. Jill, who spent time, we didn't scare her to death.
No.
The polka dots didn't leave her dress after she left here. But it looked to me like... nice lady. I think she'll like South Dakota. She's got a husband that's a doctor as well.
Correct. He's going to be practicing at the Sioux Falls Specialty Hospital starting here in the next couple weeks as well. And we are so excited to have her join us a week from today.
All right. So you've got some great surgeons that are there. Plastic surgery in South Dakota is far different than plastic surgery in some other glitzy parts of the country. Correct?
Absolutely. We are... Midwest surgeons all the way around in our clinic. We do everything to make you look natural. We're not the Hollywood plastic surgeons that you see on the 90210 shows. We are your natural appearance. You want to have a lift, you want to have a tuck, that's great. But you're not going to have your friends and family know about it because it's going to be a natural appearance. And that's what all four of our physicians are well established in doing.
Let's go into that procedure that you just described. The fact that it will be so that people don't know you're in the middle of it, unlike what you see, what you hear, the horror stories, the horror pictures, other parts of the country. Here, it's really based on a way of helping them and not causing them any problems in getting through that recovery time.
Right. It's basically here to help your self-esteem, help you feel better about yourself, or if you do have some aging issues going on that you feel disappointed with, we can help you with that. If you're looking for a new job, we can help you look a little younger, help you with your aging process. But it's all going to be in a natural. It's not going to look fake. You're not going to look like your skin is too tight. You're not going to have anybody know unless you want them to know. If you want them to know, you're going to be able to wear the clothing that they're going to be able to tell. But otherwise, it's all natural. And that's what we really base our practice on.
All right, let's send them to your website. They can be looking at the website, listening to us at the same time.
Absolutely. Plastic Surgery Associates of SD.com is where you will find a lot of pre- and post-op photos as well as biographies about all of our physicians.
And one of the things that I have learned is you get a lot of emails for requests, and those don't only just come from South Dakota. They come from around the world.
They do. We actually have had patients call to schedule appointments and surgeries with us from Hawaii as well as Australia. And we actually are having some patients come in from those areas to have surgery with us because our doctors are well known.
All right. We have people listening today say, I need to talk to Plastic Surgery Associates of South Dakota and
Spencer, Iowa.
Well, and why do we make such a difference on Spencer? Because they're the only one in Iowa. Is that correct?
We don't just go to Spencer. We have a clinic in Spencer, but we also do go down to Dakota Dunes and do surgery in the Sioux City area as well.
Well, you should. Some of those people need help as well.
That's right. We also go up north to Watertown and take care of those folks as well.
So what you've got is a Sioux Falls-based.
Correct.
With a lot of other places. Somebody wants to get some help today. They call. They make an appointment. What will happen once the procedure starts?
Once we talk to you and schedule that appointment, which is only scheduling about 2 to 3 weeks out on an average, we'll get you in, visit with the physician. We'll go through some expectations that you have. The doctor will examine you, talk to you about the procedure, pros, cons, what you can expect. We'll take some photos beforehand, talk to you about prices. And if it is an insurance-covered procedure, we will contact your insurance company to get a pre-authorization before the procedure would ever take place so that we know up front what they will cover, what they will not cover.
This is 2014. Men do get plastic surgery help, correct?
They do. They do. A lot of lower eyelids, upper eyelids, their stomachs. You know, men normally age around their stomachs. That's where they gain weight. I know, Bill, you're not going to believe that. The stomach is where men gain weight, and we can help you with that. You can either liposuction that off if you're a candidate, or an abdominoplasty is another procedure that men have really started to do. So to look younger, doing a lot of the eyes, to feel better about yourself, a lot of that tire around the middle.
So men should feel comfortable.
Absolutely. We treat just as many men as we do women.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That would probably surprise some men.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're not just going to be singled out.
Wow. Women. Younger women, older women.
All age women. We see women coming in 16, 17 years old, up to 70 and 75 years old.
16 and 17. So what are you... I could guess.
They may have some congenital abnormalities that parents are helping take care of, like their ears may stick out. They're getting a lot of peer pressure from that. We may get those taken care of before they proceed on to high school. They may have some other issues that they're not very happy with. But normally, average age is around the 20, early 20s that we'll see patients start coming in.
Now, you've added Dr. Jill Murphy.
Correct.
But you have some physicians that have been around for a good period of time. We've had people in this show that have talked about the great work that they did, the referrals that were made, that this is where you have to go as plastic surgery associates. Talk about the three men that are there welcoming the new lady.
Sure. We have Dr. Von Meyer. He's one of the original establishing physicians with plastic surgery associates. And we have Dr. Miller and Dr. Bright. Dr. Miller is actually from Northern South Dakota, as well as Dr. Meyer, and Dr. Bright is actually from the Sioux Falls area.
Now, they have their ties here, but they have been places like Georgetown.
Yep.
Trying to think where else. Nashville? I think there was a Nashville, if I remember right. It's been a while since I looked at the notes, but they have been well-schooled. Walter Reed.
Yes, Walter Reed.
Was a place around mm-hmm. the country, but they've been around the country. They're back home. They understand what maybe those people in the East think are so important that we should have here. They brought those skills with them, and the team gets bigger as your plastic surgery associates grows.
That's right. We're a very established clinic with the expertise that we have. Our name is well-known, our practice is well-known, and our customer service is well-known.
Dr. Murphy, background out of the University of Nebraska. She was doing some interning at University of Kansas, correct?
Right. That's where she did her residency.
And specialties? I read a little bit about what her doctorate was in, but you're going to have to kind of share her specialties.
She specializes a lot in the breast reconstruction, breast augmentation surgeries, breast reductions, as well as any of the aesthetic surgeries, your cosmetic aspects of it. So she is well-rounded in all of the plastic surgery fields, and that is what they trained them in the integrated plastic surgery residency program that she went through.
Biggest of the procedures that you do, and why?
I would have to see it's probably mostly breast surgery, anywhere from augmentations and breast reductions, as well as reconstructions. But you see the patients that come in with the large busted women who are having the back problems all day long, headaches, shoulder pains, come in. They're a new person once they have surgery, and that word spreads fast. Then you have the patients that come in who want to feel better about themselves and have implants put in. That word spreads fast when they are happy. It's all in what they want somebody to know, and that's how referrals happen.
We kind of joke, but this time of year, skincare. The sun has a way to make us look a little older. And as you look at me and say, are you using your precautions, Bill? Are you using the cover that you're supposed to? And the covers that you have at Plastic Surgery Associates are professional, not just something that you can pick up at a box store.
Yes, ours are professional-grade skincare, which have a higher active ingredient than you can purchase over-the-counter, whether it's something you purchase at a well-established retail facility or something they can just purchase over-the-counter anywhere. If you look at the main ingredient should not be water, and our main ingredient is not water. It is an active ingredient that you're using. Anybody can walk in off the street and purchase these products. You do not need to have an appointment. Our staff is well trained in all of these products to help you with, anywhere from sunscreens to moisturizers to cleansers to acne prevention. we can treat any type of skin.
Botox and filler.
Botox and fillers can be done by our trained nursing staff. You do not need to see the physician for that. They are well trained, and you do not need to pay a consultation fee to see our nurses. Usually we can get you in within a week's time period.
I feel like I'm studying to be a doctor every time you guys come on. I learn a little bit more. Additional services include the laser hair removal and laser tattoo removal, which I did not know.
Yeah. Some people get tattoos when they're young, and then they wish they wouldn't have gotten them. We do the laser tattoo removal. It is a multiple treatment procedure to get those removed. Our PA is generally the person that will do those procedures, but the physician does administer and will make sure everything is appropriate, make sure the tattoo is coming off as it should. Those are done about every 6 to 8 weeks apart. So it is a lengthy procedure, but it has been pretty accurate on taking tattoos off.
Jody Perrette, Clinic Manager at Plastic Surgery Associates of Spencer, Iowa, and...
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. You messed me up there, Bill.
I tried to. Once occasionally. You know, we're at the end of the month. I have to do something like that. People that are just joining us, okay?
Yes.
If you were meeting them in a ride down the street, you'd gotten in the same cab with somebody, and you had 2 minutes, and they ask you, tell us about Plastic Surgery Associates. What should we know? And should I be somebody that would be a candidate to come to Plastic Surgery Associates?
Anybody's a candidate to come to Plastic Surgery Associates. If you have any questions, concerns, just need answers, feel that you just want to know if there's anything else that can be done to your skin, if anything could be done to help you, we're there to answer it. We have a nice, beautiful facility on South Minnesota Avenue. We've been there for 3 years, very confidential, easy access off Minnesota. Our doctors can treat you in any aspect that you're looking to do. Our nurses are available. We generally have 3 to 4 nurses on staff at all times, so you will get your phone calls returned within the same day, generally within the same couple of hours. So customer service is top on our line.
It's funny. The first time you came in, all you got to talk about was insurance.
Yes.
And we haven't talked anything about insurance today. What should they know about insurance?
We will do everything we can to help you with your insurance. Pre-authorizations, we submit the claims to your insurance. If the insurance company does not pay appropriately, we will do the appeals to get everything processed accordingly.
And you have said far more today than Marvin let you say the last time that he was in the studio.
Yes, he did.
But you've done very well, and you've represented Plastic Surgery Associates. The big thing is, it's not glitzy, it's not Hollywood. Make your call. And because they are busy and they have the homegrown docs and the experience all over the country, it may take you a couple of weeks to get in and talk one-on-one, but it's worth your time.
It is.
How do they reach you again?
335-3349 or toll-free at 800-666-3349 or our website, plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
And tell Dr. Jill that we'd like to have her come back, and we'll talk a little bit about her specialty, what she spent so much time at Kansas learning.
I will do that.
When we come back, we'll talk with Mary Howard, Howard Group of Robert W. Baird, all about retirement. Today, we welcome to the show Mary Howard, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company. Mary has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry, and she's with us today to talk about changing jobs or retiring. Don't forget your retirement savings. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here as always, Bill.
Changing jobs or retiring, don't forget your retirement savings. And the question I guess we would have, Mary, is with a mobile workforce that we seem to be seeing today, I assume that managing and moving your retirement savings is even more important today than it's ever been.
It is important, and sometimes understanding what to do can be very confusing, Bill. I would like to take the opportunity today to just cover some basics and outline some of the options you may take when moving from one job to another or retiring. Of course, we need to review a definition or two related to the retirement savings accounts.
Please do so, Mary.
First, Bill, the question is, what is a distribution? Simply defined, it is a payout of the amount of money that has accumulated in your retirement savings plan. This may include amounts you have contributed the quote-unquote vested portion of any amounts your employer has contributed, plus any earnings on those contributions. There are three distribution options, Bill. The first one is to keep the money in your current employer's plan. This will allow for continued tax deferral of any growth, but you will no longer be able to make any new contributions, but will still maintain control over these investments offered by the plan. The second distribution option, Bill, is you could choose to make a direct rollover or a movement of your money directly to your new employer's qualified plan with your new employer, or to an individual retirement account with an advisor that you would control. The third option on the distribution would be to take it in cash. This would satisfy an immediate need for cash, but there are usually substantial taxes and penalty fees applied by the IRS on these monies, depending on what your age is, Bill.
Now, I believe those are some of the important items to remember relating to these options.
Bill, I will try to also simplify them by providing some examples. Number one, if you keep your savings in your past employer's program, no new money may be added and you should still be able to obtain information from the professionals who manage and administer your account. When retiring, you might choose this option if your spouse is still working or if you have other sources of income, such as taxable investment income. If you are starting a new business when you leave your company, keeping the old plan may help protect your retirement assets from creditors should a new venture run into unforeseen trouble. The second is you could move or roll over your money to an individual retirement account that you already have established or may establish a new IRA or in a new employer's plan. What's important with this option is to have the funds moved directly into the account by the entity that manages the plan and not have a check put in your hand and then deposited into the account. Doing this sometimes can cause issues with taxation, and by a direct transfer, those issues can be avoided.
Now, could you provide an example on this option, Mary?
Sure. Let's say that Tom is taking a new job at a different company. He elects to roll over balances from his existing plan into an IRA he manages with an advisor rather than to transfer his assets to his new retirement plan at his new employer. This transfer is usually done by filling out a simple form. This will provide Tom, with the help of the advisor, a much broader choice of investment options, and this move does not incur any tax consequences.
Well, that sounds to me like a good option.
Absolutely, and the remaining option is taking a cash distribution. You can choose to have it paid in a lump sum or installments of a fixed amount or over a set number of years depending on your plan's provisions. If you are retiring, you will want to take into consideration whether favorable tax rules apply to your lump sum distribution. However, you might have to pay taxes on a cash distribution if you are under the age of 55 at the time you leave your job. You may also have to pay a 10% penalty, Bill.
Now, it would seem that this would not be good to give the IRS additional 10% because you're already paying your normal tax rate.
Exactly. Some people may believe that they need that money now and accept the penalty, but they may change their mind. They can avoid the tax and penalty if you redeposit the plan money within 60 days to an IRA or the new employer's qualified plan. However, you will have to make up the 20% withholding from their own pocket in order to make sure what is deposited in the new account is the same amount you took out of the old account. If done properly, you should get the excess amount back when you file for next year's taxes, effectively not having that money until the refund is received.
It sounds to me like that option could become, messy pretty quick.
Absolutely. And this can be a pretty complex situation. And as with all retirement and tax planning matters, one will really want to consult with a qualified tax person and a qualified financial planning professional to ensure that your decisions coincide with your financial goals. And this is a lot of information to cover on our radio show, but But please, we have a lot of resources that our office can offer. You can also visit our website. And as always, we're backed by a team of highly credentialed specialists in this area of retirement planning and distribution options who can work with you and us to ensure your plans are appropriate for your current situation and goals.
Tell us a little bit more about your team.
We have a team that combined investment experience or in the industry is in excess of, I think, 55 years. We have two financial advisors, two assistants that work together to make sure all the financial needs of those we serve and those we start new to serve, we can take care of them in every way.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Howard, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. Feel free to contact Mary at 605-275-2310. That's 275-2310 if you have additional questions for the topic we covered this morning. Or just visit the website, howardgroupofbaird.com. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Time to get some numbers this morning. Craig Marquardt at Vanna Mortgage joins us with a loan snapshot of the day. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So what is your camera showing?
Well, the mortgage-backed securities market has retreated at their fastest pace in several weeks. And yesterday, mortgage rates moved higher than they had since July 3rd. And so there's been a little bit of a movement for the worse in the market. And this morning, the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate has moved back one little tick from 4 1/8 to 4.250% with an APR of 4.443%.
So when you look at those, should people be locking in? What's the best advice, Craig?
Well, that's what the advice that I've been giving, folks. So I've been locking in a lot of loans as of late. And because of the things that are going on around the world, such as the Gaza invasion and the Malaysian airliner issue, those headlines are motivating investors to do different things than what they normally would do. So sometimes they'll go to safer investments, such as mortgage-backed securities, and then other times they'll pull their money out and they'll go into a little bit more aggressive investments, such as the stock market. And when they do that, they move to the stock market, then interest rates go up, and they started ticking up yesterday.
18-7.
That means that we always have an on-call mortgage banker, 18 hours a day, available after 5. And so folks, your listeners can call in anytime at 275-2777, and then get answers based on what's going on in the market, whether folks should lock. They can even have an application taken over the telephone or just simply some quick quotes on some mortgage payments if they're out looking for houses, which is pretty common.
Craig Marquardt at Vanna Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Craig, you have a nice weekend.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
All right. From Sioux Falls, we go to Sioux Center, Iowa. And normally it's Scott Verilich, but Joe has joined us this morning from Coima Kamig. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How we doing?
We're doing good. Your commodity report comes up at 11:30 on Kello, 1320, 1079. You got some trendings this morning. How about the hogs and the cattle?
Well, we certainly have some really whippy action here going on in both the cattle and the hogs. I'll kind of start out with the cattle here. It's pretty much a big week here as far as the record books go. 165 to 166 has been paid in the cash market, with the most recent 166 being traded today. So we're having some violent moves here, which is kind of typical when you have all-time high prices here. We're all sitting here walking on a tightrope the way it is. So anytime that we see a little wind sway the rope here, we're going to fall. But we're collecting ourselves here in the backbone of a very strong and hot red hot cash market, I should say. So good things looking forward there in the cattle here for the next little while. As long as we're cash driven, you know, we can see some big breaks here in the cattle market. And I would, you know, use some put options in a guy's advantage there just for these big swings. But I think the market will take care of most of the guys.
Grains.
And as far as the hogs, you know, type of thing, the landscape we're sitting there is, you know, the Packers have cut back kill hours in a few days, and on the backbone of a tightening supplies we got going on here. But the fact is that there's a lot of available ice weans for these guys to put back in their barns, so they're quickly getting their hogs ready for the market. So the packers are sitting comfortable where they are. They don't have to bid for hogs because guys are ready to just throw the fat hogs in there to get ready for some of these ice weans. So that's pretty much what's going on in the hogs there with the cash and the cutout spiraling a little bit lower.
All right, and if people need information out of Coimacamig, a place that we have a lot of trust in, how do they reach you?
You can just call us on our toll-free line there at 1-800-358-3047.
Joe, we appreciate you giving Scott a little time off. He said he needed it.
Sounds good. Not a problem at all to be on the radio here.
I'd love to have you. All right, from there we go to Adam Scott. Golf addiction. He's got a little tie to Hartford. We're going to be talking to Hartford folks this morning. You live right in Hartford too, don't you, Adam?
I do live in Hartford, Bill, and what a great community it is with the golf course and all the wonderful people around the neighborhood. It's a place anybody should move.
There you go. I think people are going to like what you just said, particularly Vince and Crystal, who are in our studios. You guys at Golf Addiction, not that far from Hartford, 57th and Marion, and you guys have put together family nights.
We did put together a family night, so actually it starts tonight for $50. You can come in and play for a couple hours, whether it's the hunting simulator or the one of 50 different golf courses. Plus, we're going to throw you in a large Chicago-style pizza and a pitcher of beer or even a bottle of wine for that sweetheart of a wife a person may have.
Great life and 50 simulated courses. They've all helped build what's going on at 57th and Marion.
Yeah, and with that Great Life thing, actually, I'm on my way out to play Garrettson Golf Course for the first time ever, being a Great Life course. Should be a fun round, as it's a beautiful Friday morning. But more importantly than me going golfing, some exciting stuff we have going on. We start a brand-new beanbag league. Sign-ups have started again, and we'll be starting that here in a couple weeks. But then, Bill, when's the last time you've had an Indian taco?
It has been at least a year.
At least a year. Well, tomorrow we are launching a new Indian taco at Golf Addiction for $6. You're able to come in and give yourself a little bit of taste of paradise with a new Indian taco with a great fry bread that we've got. And it's only $6, so you'll have to stop in tomorrow and check it out after the Peach Fest.
Reservations, always important.
Oh, for sure. And it's strictly because we want to make sure we get you accommodated to the right simulator. So whether you want to go hunting and play over 30, 40 different games on that, or if you want to play those golf courses, or even miniature golf on the simulator, we can steer you in the right direction.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, proudly from Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything. Adam, nice to visit with you today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.
You bet. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, is a part of our Business of Golf family on Wednesday. Dr. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, and I'm interested in those Indian tacos.
I was, too. I have to tell you, out of Canada, the golf tournament we're picking this week, Jim Furyk has gone to the top of the board. Graham McDowell is moving up along with Matt Kuchar. You've done pretty well the last few weeks, and you've been kind of keeping an eye on those golfers and their the need for surgery at your place. Whether they're golfers or have other needs, you generally can get them in 24 hours.
That's right, if you call today, we can get you in either today or the very next day and figure out exactly what the problem is, and you'll meet and be seen by me, the surgeon. And not that everybody needs surgery. Most people don't. But I want to give you an example of the personalized care that Specialty Orthopedics does. Today, there was a gentleman back in January who had a work injury to his right hand. And unfortunately, we had to remove his right hand through the wrist. And he was able to get a prosthetic hand through Workman's Comp. And this prosthetic hand is extremely sophisticated. It can move digits depending on his muscle contraction and his forearm and such. The only downside to this hand that cost about $140,000 is he can't lift more than 5 to 10 pounds with it. So his wife asked me if I would take him out golfing one day prior to him injuring his hand. He was a golfer, and he liked to play basketball. She said even if he could just ride in the cart with you, that would be therapeutic for him. So I went golfing with him and a couple of my normal buddies out at Baker Crossing, where I'm a member. And we actually tried to play a couple holes like he had to play, only using his left arm, and we saw how difficult it was. And the very next day, that one of the buddies that I golf with, we found something on the internet that could allow him, it's built to allow him to be able to attach a device to a golf club so that he could use his right arm in the golf swing. Today is the day. The device arrived at my office yesterday. He's coming in today, and we have to do a lot of work to get this thing fit for him. Cello News is actually going to be in my office doing this. They heard about this somehow. Maybe it was through Great Life that we were doing this. But I try to treat people as if they're in my family, and this is what I would do if this gentleman was my brother or uncle or cousin. And this is what I would do for anybody who needs help.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. How do they reach you by number, Tim?
275-5560.
All right. We appreciate that. Good luck with your golf picks. Good luck with a gentleman that you're helping today. God bless.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
When we come back, we'll visit On the Edge of Everything, our friends from Hartford, South Dakota. Each month, Hartford, South Dakota joins us on It's Your Business. We meet new businesses, the Volunteer of the Month, the Business of the Month, and share why you should consider living on the edge of everything. In our studio today is Vince Riley, Medicap Pharmacy. Are you here, Mr. Pharmacist?
Yes, I'm here, Bill.
And Crystal Schroeder, we described as very, 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 very German.
Yes.
Well, we're going to need you to talk to not only the German, you're going to have to get right in front of that microphone so that we can hear, because I know people are going to want to hear you. You are the Volunteer of the Month, which means you've done a lot of work and people are very proud of what you do.
It's truly an honor. I feel humbled and honored to be called a Volunteer of the Month for Hartford.
Well, let me tell you, there was a lot of discussion and a lot of stories about what you've done. And we're going to kind of share a couple of stories. Vince, you are an important component first at the professional complex on the west edge of Hartford. Why did you choose Hartford?
Well, Bill, about nearly 10 years ago when I decided I wanted to work for myself in the pharmacy industry, I looked around the Sioux Falls markets and found Hartford as a possible location. The very first day I drove into Hartford, I honestly felt like I was home. And that feeling of being home grows more and more every day, even after being in business over 9 years.
Professionals are in Hartford. We've got pharmacists, a lawyer, dentist, Sanford's there, chiropractic, CPAs, just to name a few, and that seems to be growing.
It is, and it's very nice to work and collaborate with the other professionals in Hartford. We're all on a first-name basis, and we can discuss in-depth care that someone might need in the Hartford community and do the very best services we can provide right there in Hartford.
Crystal Schroeder is the Volunteer of the Month. You've been there 11 years. I've been there 14 years. It's a big community, all of about 2,800 people now, but you and I never run across each other.
That's a wonder.
I don't know how that happens.
I do not know either.
Now, you do some volunteering at the library.
Yes,
you
sir.
You do some translating.
Yes, and I did.
The German side of it intrigued me a little bit as to the people that maybe you have helped through the years.
There were some high school seniors who took advanced classes for foreign language, and I helped out. Of course, they already now graduated.
It was funny this morning, Mark Brown, who actually puts the show on a podcast where everybody can listen, was actually speaking to you in German. Are there a lot of German-speaking people in the Hartford, Humboldt, Wall Lake communities?
I did not notice that many. There are some. They remember some words here and there from their grandparents and stuff, but otherwise, I meet some other people in Sioux Falls.
So German,
the German community.
The German community, we've got a lot of people coming from around the world into Sioux Falls, 149 mm-hmm. different cultures in Sioux Falls. Your background and why you wanted to give help with German.
because I immigrated in 1959. I did not speak any English at all. I went to night school so I could understand people, what they try to say, because America became my new country. So I wanted to know the language. So anybody who could not understand English from a foreign language, I tried to help out.
Vince, I'm kind of intrigued to hear the story this morning. Yeah. Did you know Crystal before today?
Yes, we had met several times over the last few years. And each time I meet her, I'm more and more impressed with the things that she's done for the community. She's very humbled. She has done more good for the community than most people will ever realize.
So, Crystal, and again, you spelled it a little different than I spelled it.
Yes.
I apologize this morning
for not
spelling it correctly. All they want me to do is pronounce it, and I mispronounce that a lot of times with people. But you're very special to Hartford.
Thank you.
You're a great volunteer. They wanted us to say thank you to you. And this is one of the ways that we're doing it, is by letting you tell your story on the radio today. We've got people in the audience, a lot of Germans out there that are going to say, this lady is pretty special. If people have some questions or would like to talk with you about German customs or whatever, how can they reach you?
They can call me on my telephone, and that's 528-3508. And if I'm not at home, they may leave a message.
Crystal Schroeder and Vince Riley. Stay with us because we need to talk one other important thing this morning that Hartford Development and Chamber ask us to do, and that's to talk with Dana Whitehouse, who's up in Brookings. Dana, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
You know, as we talk today, one of the things that you're working on is a rural development self-help housing loan program. And you want to share with that how people can get involved in Hartford?
Right. What it is, it's another option for affordable housing in Hartford. And we're working with USDA Rural Development. It's a 502 loan designed to promote home ownership. We've got three lots that we're looking for three eligible families to build on. And it's a sweat equity home building program. People can get an affordable loan right around $115,000. The equity they'll earn in that is over $30,000 because the value of the home is going to be about $145,000.
All right. So if people want to talk with you, how do they do that, Dana?
Yep. They can. I'm located in Brookings. I do have a toll-free number, which is 866-428-9703. Or they may call Gary Sandholm there in Hartford at 528-3338.
Now, ICAP has been involved with this, and I've had some nice ties with ICAP for the last 3 or 4 years. And there were 100 homes that were built in Brookings with this, and I think you and I talked about Volga and Garrettson or Valley Springs that have also had some homes through the years. Hartford, with the fact that they are growing, fourth largest growing community in South Dakota, certainly is a target for those people that want to be able to find a home, but this might be the best way.
Yes, you're right. I think Hartford is a great community to bring the program into. We've had a lot of community support. We just want to see the people apply and understand the program and how it could be a huge benefit to them.
And the savings is in the labor cost, often causing families to be ineligible, but being able to save on the labor cost makes even more eligible, correct?
Correct. As I said, you know, the loans are going to be around $115,000. If the families were going to buy a new home, you know, they'd be well into the $160,000 range. So this is an affordable option. They're doing 65% of the labor, and that basically lowers their costs. So, yes.
We're going to keep a close eye on this, Dana, if you don't mind, and check in monthly for a while.
Sure.
And again, give your numbers so that people can reach you.
Yep, I'm in Brookings, and my toll-free number is 866-428-9703. They may also call Gary Sandholm at 528-3338.
Dana Whitehouse, thanks for taking the time to be with us on It's Your Business and joining Hartford as we try to spread the edge of everything to a few more people. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vince and Crystal, you start hearing about other housing programs, and I know Vince is aware of it because he and I have worked on some committees together. We have to find ways to get housing for people in Hartford. Wouldn't you agree to, Crystal?
Absolutely.
Vince, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's the nice thing about Hartford and looking for a home in Hartford is the school system that's available as well. One of the very high academic school systems, and also the athletic programs are top-notch as well. So it's not only just a place to live, but it's a place to raise a family.
And family is what Hartford is to us. They're part of the It's Your Business family. It gives us a chance to name Crystal Schroeder Volunteer of the Month. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You almost made me cry with your story. That was a good story. And Vince Riley, you always make me cry. I need help when I come to your Medicap pharmacy. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Two more stops to make before we finish today. One of those is Mr. Brandon, I would say. Wouldn't you say that fits you, Todd Neuberger?
Not really, but I'm certainly loyal to the Brandon Valley community. Yep. Mr. Brandon is a stretch, Bill, but...
But you're among the candidates, okay?
Yeah. It's a great community, like Hartford. It has a lot of good, positive things going, and the growth that's going on out there is just crazy. So it's good to see the growth on many, many fronts.
Well, Edward Jones is what Todd talks to us about, Main Street to Wall Street. Do you have your report?
Yeah. Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily market report. Stocks trading lower after companies, including Amazon and Visa, reported results that failed to impress investors. 11 companies on the S&P 500 are reporting today. Of those members that have posted results so far, 78% of them have beat estimates. 66% have exceeded projections in sales. So far this morning, though, in the S&P 500, the best-performing sector is telecoms. Worst-performing sector is consumer discretionaries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down, though, 147 points at 16,936. The S&P is down 5 points at 1,982, and the NASDAQ is off 31 points at 4,440. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 145 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers 3-1. In commodity markets, gold is up $3.46 at $1,297. Silver is up 15 cents at $20.53. And crude oil prices are hovering at $102.04. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is down 3 cents at $11.63. Citigroup down 2 cents at $50.07. Raven off 8 cents at $29.45. Summit Hotel Properties down 7 cents at $10.42. And Meta Financial Bank is down 41 cents at $38.13. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
And when our audience needs more information, you can bet that could be most any time. How do they reach you, Todd?
Well, they can go to the Edward Jones website, click in my name. They can email me at todd.neuberger at Edward Jones. They can call my local number at 605-371-0375 or just stop by the office.
Todd, you have a great weekend. Always appreciate you.
Right back at you. Take care. Bye now.
Our last stop this morning is Valentino's, 41st and Willow. John, is Friday. What should that mean?
Well, that's Fish Fry Friday. We're having a fish fry all day by the last Catholic. And it's hand-battered and fried, and it is excellent.
And, of course, you have your buffet, your brunch scheduled for Sunday morning, and that's always 9 o'clock. That can be before or after church, the way you've got it set up.
Yeah. And we get a lot of compliments on it, you know, from the variety to the flavor. You know, we've got some customers that swear we got the best waffles in town. Others, it's the French toast. Others, it's the ham, because we cut our slice our ham nice and thick, so it's not a wimpy piece. To the breakfast casseroles, to you name it. And also, if the kids along, they don't quite want breakfast, well, there's spaghetti, lasagna, lots of pizza, and, of course, our fresh salad bar.
He's John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. We hope people will stop in for lunch, enjoy the fish today, the brunch on Sunday. John, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right. Crystal has lobbied for a little time this morning to explain what a volunteer does. We have a minute. Can you do it in a minute, Crystal?
Yes, sir. Volunteering to me is giving of yourself, of your time, of your talent. To me, it is truly a labor of love job and also a prayer answered.
Vince, what do you think?
I think that's beautiful. No one could have spoken that better.
Well, and Vince and Crystal, honored as Business and Volunteer of the Month out in Hartford, South Dakota. They're a part of our show, usually the last Friday of each month. They represent the community well. And with that kind of information, I think it may show whether you're German or you're something else, Hartford has got things for you. Give Gary a call at 528-3338. The Rev has got the music playing. That can only mean one thing. I have to make way for Rush Limbaugh coming up at 11:07. Reb, you have a good weekend. Folks, we hope you have a good weekend. For now, though, my time's up. Thank you for yours.
Thank you.